You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I noticed that I had a few listener questions coming in on email about nuts and legumes. So I thought I would just focus maybe on those three for this segment. And the first, so let me just, I'll start with what I think is the quickest question. What's the difference between legumes and nuts? So I like this because, I know you guys could just Google that, but I think it's kind of awesome that you would rather just, you know, ask me the question. Or maybe you did Google it and you're going to see if I get it right. Maybe you're testing me. I don't know. But either way, any question, I love them all. I look at them. And in many cases, I respond back in email, but definitely try to get them on the air. So a legume is it's a dried fruit inside a pod or what's called a shed, not a shell. That's different. If you take a peanut, for instance, a peanut is actually a legume, and it's covered in a, I know we call it a peanut shell, whatever, but it's really not. It's called a shed, and because it's stringy, you could actually peel it. You could peel each little layer off to expose the dried fruit in the that's a legume. Peas, in the case of a pea, it's called a pod. You could peel back. There are like stringy things you could peel back. So pods and sheds, you can literally just peel back, and inside is the dried fruit. That's the legume. The difference between that and a nut is it's a fruit just like the legume is, but the nut in a nut, it's covered in a hard shell, and it has a seed. So technically, to be called a nut, it has to have a hard shell plus a seed. If it's a legume, it's a dried fruit just within the pod or the shed. So there you go. Maybe that – I'm sure you Googled it, so did I get it right? Okay, so I'm going to go on. The next question, my wife and daughter were arguing about which nuts are the best, and then he put in parentheses healthiest. So you're talking about which are the healthiest. They have no idea what they are talking about. Can you help them? Thanks, William. I think, William, they're probably arguing a lot about this, and maybe you try to help them. They're not listening to you. So, all right. So let's look at this. Let me go ahead and read the next question, too, because I think by answering William's question, I'll get to this other question here. So we have William's question about what are the best nuts in terms of health, right? And then here's the next question. Hi, Dr. Mike. My wife says there's no nutritional value to peanuts, which I love. She wants me to eat walnuts or almonds, which I hate. Do I really need to switch? So there you go. So I think I can answer both of these as I go through some of the information. By the way, this information, I asked one of the Life Extension Health Advisors to go through this for me and put this together. So the first thing that I want to mention, you know, all nuts are about the same in terms of calories per ounce. I mean, they're not equal, but pretty close. And I think when you William, if we're going to talk about health or healthy nuts, I think that's the first thing maybe we need to talk about is calories, right? Now, they're all similar, but you can group some of the nuts into lower calorie, which maybe for you might be healthier, unless you're trying to gain weight. So I guess it really depends on the person. And then we have some high calorie nuts that maybe most Americans, I think, would want to eat a little bit less. So the healthiest nuts in terms of calories, and I'm ranking this based on the lowest number of calories per ounce, coming in around 60 calories per ounce would be almonds, cashews, and pistachios, one of my favorites, right? Almonds, cashews, and pistachios. I actually snack on almonds throughout the day. And pistachios, I would eat more, but they're expensive. The almonds are just easier and cheaper. So there you go. So in terms of calories, around 160 per ounce, almonds, cashews, and pistachios. Now, the highest calorie nuts, again, this is not necessarily unhealthy, but most Americans are watching calories. So these might be the nuts that you want to limit. Macadamia nuts, pecans, and that's all that was listed here. So macadamia and pecans have the highest number of calories per ounce. So those ones you might, and I didn't know pecans were, but I knew macadamia nuts. Awesome, by the way, wonderful flavor because they have a lot of fat. 21 grams of fat versus, say, 14 grams of fat in the almond. So that's why the macadamia nut tastes so good, because fat tastes good. So watch the calories with a macadamia nuts. Just remember that they're all good. You know, really the difference between, say, the almond and the macadamia nut is only about 40 to 50 calories an ounce. So, I mean, and you're talking about a serving, which is usually around 15 to 20 nuts or so. That's about an ounce. Okay, so there you go. That's the first way to break that down. Now, the problem, William, becomes, you know, how do you rank the healthiest nuts to not as healthy? It's really hard to do that. It's what we have found, it's easier to talk about which nuts are good for different body parts. You know, for instance, the best nut for your brain, which is going to answer the second question, is the peanut. So, the listener that sent in the question about eating peanuts and his wife wanting him to change to some, you know, like an almond, no, you don't have, peanuts are good. Peanuts have a lot of good antioxidants. It's probably better to keep them in the shed. Notice I said shed, not shell, shed. And peel it and, you know, eat it raw like that. But peanuts are great for your brain. So when it comes to your brain, peanuts are at the top of the list. I know a lot of people would put maybe walnuts out there, but walnuts is really, we're going to get to walnuts, and that's really about the heart. But peanuts, which are technically legumes, are high in folic acid. And folic acid in several studies have been shown to protect against cognitive decline. And of course, folic acid is extremely important in pregnancy as well, just in brain development. Peanuts are great choices for vegetarians who often are low in folic acid, by the way. So that's another thing. That's another plus about peanuts. Load it with healthy fats, load it with vitamin E, and about 170 calories per ounce. So peanuts, no, that's good. So that listener who sent in the peanut question, no, you don't have to switch. Maybe switch it up a little bit. Why not? Right? A little almond, a little peanut. I don't know. Maybe mix it up a little bit. But peanuts are good, especially for your brain. As far as the heart goes, that's the walnut. Healthy omega-3s, alpha-linoleic acid, ALA, very, very, very good for the cardiovascular system. Matter of fact, there was a 2006 Spanish study that looked at ALA and heart arrhythmias, and it showed that the walnut was as effective at some medications with heart arrhythmias. The walnut was as effective as olive oil as reducing inflammation and oxidation within the cardiovascular system. So walnuts are really at the top of the list for the heart. And then what is the best nut maybe in general for disease prevention? Well, this is debatable now, but we're going to go ahead. I say we because I had a health advisor here at Life Extension help me. We're going to go ahead and say the almond. You know, relatively speaking, they're low in calorie, about 155 calories per 15 to 20 almonds. They have a lot of good calcium. They have vitamin K, vitamin E. They have some of the higher content of fiber. So when you really put it all together, you know, a handful of almonds a day can go a long way towards disease prevention. So again, William, you know, it's tough to rank nuts in terms of healthiest. They're all good for you. They all have fiber. They all have, a good amount, a good composition of antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. But it looks like peanuts for the brain, walnuts for the heart, and almonds for overall health. There you go. Maybe that'll help and stop the fighting. I don't know. All right. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike Stewart.